Awesome. Thank you for that. That was amazing. Hope I didn't hurt anyone with the water bombs, but it's okay. I'm safe at church, certified. It's fine. I guess my message, I don't really actually have a message. It's more just like me saying thank you. And then I just have I'm going to fall over here. It's the Holy Spirit. It's fine. I just have a verse that I've been reflecting on, and I just wanted to share that at the end. But I just wanted to, I just wanted to thank God, because this is like reverberating. Maybe should I try that microphone? Let's see. Hello. That's probably a little bit better. Anyway, I wanted to just thank God and thank Jesus, because I know without him in my life, I just wouldn't be here. Like, I literally wouldn't be here. So I just wanted to give him glory and thank him, because he is the reason why I do what I do, why I'm alive, and he gives me breath every day. So I'm just so grateful to God. And then I just wanted to thank some people. I want to thank Beryl just for our conversations every week. It's just been so awesome, and I've just felt really supported. I want to thank actually all the elders, so Andrew, Mario, he couldn't be here today, Sana as well, and the TSG group. That was a fun time to be part of. It was like plus the Perkins. And I know Rob and Marguerite aren't here, but I did want to say thank you to them as well, because they just invested so much in me and just really built into me. They couldn't be here today either. Yeah, I can't believe they trusted me on their long service leave. Hey, they were like just up and left and just left me here to, you know, look after things at church. Who does that? But okay. It was awesome. Yeah, I had Beryl too. But it was awesome. Also want to thank Vicky, but she's also not here today because she's on a cruise enjoying life. But you know, she came every Tuesday and just made sure I was fed. That's why I'm so massive and just thriving. It's from Tuesday lunches with Vicky. So thank you to her. Also want to say thank you to Tiana and Layla, Lockie and, Alex. Just what an awesome team. And Josh isn't here either, you know, he's moved to Brisbane, but what an incredible bunch of people and just incredible leaders. So thank you to you guys. You guys think I've invested a lot in you? Well, you guys have invested a lot in me and taught me a lot as well. So thank you. Thank you for making youth ministry fun and awesome, and yeah, it's just great. Also want to say thank you to Winnie, and I know Lenny's not here as well, but yeah, Anna Lenny and Sarah and Lydia and Mel for all the Totspot stuff and just looking after Beatrix. That's just means the world to me. So world to us. So thank you for that. I also want to say thank you to Melody and Taylor. I know they're not here today either. There's a lot of people who are away, but I wanted to say thank you to them because they just did such a wonderful job leading the young adults ministry for that season, and it was awesome to lead with them as well. So there's a lot of people I want to say thank you to, and I just want to say thank you to everyone, to Grace Point family for loving us, for believing in us. Yeah, and just thank you for allowing me to be all that God has created me to be. And me and Raina and Beatrix cherish the family here. We cherish the family that we have in Grace Point. So again, I just want to say thank you for all the catch-ups, for all the prayers, for being able to journey together and do life together. It's been a massive blessing for us, and I think when we got here we were like, is this for real? Like, is this church for real? They're just like so full of love, and they just we're like, this is awesome. So we were just majorly blessed, like being here, and I've learned so much being here at Grace Point, too much to like fit into like a 10-minute little message, But the biggest thing I think I've experienced personally is freedom to be who I am, to be who God calls me to be, and to be okay with that and operate in that. And I've just felt really released in that to do that. And I don't think I would have gotten that if I wasn't here. So thank you for allowing me to have that freedom in Christ to be who I am and to operate in the gifts that God's given me and to be able to develop in that and grow in that. So thank you for allowing me to do that. And now I'm leaving. That sucks, but but you go with me. But you know, sometimes as a pastor, you can be very much like, oh, what if I do this? And what if people are like, oh, I don't know about this. I've never felt that like at any time I've been here. Like sometimes like as a pastor, you can think, oh, I'm going to be preaching a message and, oh, what if people give me like really negative feedback and they're like, oh, your message sucked or something. I never experienced that here. It's always been encouraging. I mean, I still get feedback. Like, it's not like, oh yeah, you're so good. But like, I've had feedback, which has been positive, and it's been all about, you know, just teaching me and building me and just, yeah. So I'm just really appreciative of that. What else? I'm just kind of off my notes for a minute. Yeah, I'll say being here at Grace Point, I've grown in all areas of my life. We're having our second child, which is awesome. So that's growth. But my capacity as a leader has really grown. Being here has actually stretched me in really good ways. It's been uncomfortable in a good way. And I think I've had this conversation with many people, I think, in the congregation. I don't think Grace Point is a church where you come to just be like comfortable and just be like, oh yeah, like it causes you to grow and it's good. It's spiritually nourishing, I think. Well, it has been for me. I hope it is the same for all of you as well. But that's been my experience here. I just feel like I've grown so much and I don't think I've ever been able to be like, oh, comfy, like this is okay. I've always felt like stretched and just been growing. So thank you for that. I guess I wanted to just share a highlight from youth. I think I won't share any names. All the youth leaders will be like, oh yeah, yeah. So one of the highlights for me has been, yeah, just watching our youth ministry just grow and develop and, you know, just seeing a lot of unchurched youth come into youth group. And, yeah, so there's this one particular person who started coming. I think he came about a year and a half ago. A friend brought him and, yeah, just our first interactions with him, I've given it away. This person, our first interactions were like, yeah, they were quite disrespectful, just always loud, just full of life and energy. And yeah, the first night was messy games that person came to and we were just like, what the heck? Like just stepping on baked beans. But just to see this person grow and mature and develop, and I think, yeah, there was a few times where it got pretty bad. And actually, China's like, oh, you should probably talk to this person. Like, and I was like, you know what, guys, let's pray. So we prayed. And then I think, the next week, I was like, had it in my mind, yeah, I'm going to go pull this person up and have a good chat to them and, you know, just like get them into line as you do with some kids need it. But anyway, I was like on the way, like to go do that. And then out of nowhere, this person was like, Hey, I got to chat to you. I was like, oh, okay. And then he's like, oh, I'm really sorry about, you know, all the way I've been acting, blah, blah, blah. And like, we just reconciled. I was like, what? Like, God was just obviously moving, but yeah. And then, you know, this particular person went through some pretty heavy stuff like later in the year. And we were just able to be there as a youth group community just to love this guy. And yeah, he's on a journey and it's just awesome. Like, and I think, man, that's what ministry is really all about. You know, going after the one and helping them, you know, come into the kingdom. And yeah, so just wanted to share that. So stories like that, that's a real highlight, for me. And, yeah. And I'm just looking for Charles. I don't, maybe he's out. Wait, where is he? Oh, he's out at the barbecue. Okay. Well, that's good. No, journeying with him has been a real highlight for me as well. Just to see God move and work in his life. And, yeah, he's just had some awesome miracles take place in his life. And it's just all glory to God. And I'm just so thankful that I was able to journey with him and be part of that. And yeah. So this is my closing scripture that I've been meditating on, that I've been really sitting with. I do this weird practice of, I go to the gym, listen to the Bible, then I will go usually to the sauna and just do the pause app and reflect and just sit there. And I don't know why I like the heat. I don't know. but it's this verse. In closing, I just want to share Ephesians 3:14 to 19. It says this: when I think of all of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So I just wanted to encourage you with those verses. And as you continue to journey through this next season, may you be encouraged by our awesome God. May you experience more of his incredible love, and may your roots go even deeper into God's love. And I was also just reflecting as well, John 15:5 is just one more verse I just wanted to leave with y'all. But it's Jesus. And I don't think I'll ever forget the message Rob gave about, you know, Jesus as the tree of life, like he's the vine and we are the branches. He calls it like the trellis or something. I don't know if I got that right, if anyone remembers. I'll just share the verse. Yeah. John 15:5. Jesus says, "Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." So I just encourage you to keep remaining in him, because he is the vine, and there's going to be so much fruit to come. And I'm just so excited to, you know, to be spying on you on the live stream and just see what's happening and just to hear stories of what, you know, what this next season is going to be. And I just can't wait. I can't wait to see what God's going to do. So, and again, I just want to say thank you and bless you, and yeah, remain in him. And who do I hand over to now? I haven't. Yep. Okay. Great.
Thank you, Robert.